Hey, Wild Woman Reborn podcast listeners, welcome to this week's episode, which is a solo on the topic of burnout and how to use burnout for the transformational power that it has, which is to create change. When we are in moments of burnout, when we feel like we have kind of hit a low and our bodies are signaling to us that there needs to be a change. And when we take advantage of this moment to look at the insight that it has to show us what needs change in our life, this is when we can seize a moment of power in order to turn things around for our own benefit. So take a listen to this week's episode. It goes through one very simple yet powerful question that can unpack and deliver some pretty important insights on what we can choose and what we can change in our own lives. So I hope you enjoy this week's solo. Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. I think what I love the most about the solo episodes that I share on this podcast are just how much they really come from things that I've struggled with in my life and just really want to share with the audience because of how much they've altered not only my life in my situations and circumstances, but in just how I feel about myself, how I feel about my relationships, how I've elevated my own way of thinking and being to really let go of a lot of the things I was holding on to throughout my life that were really weighing me down, stopping me from being happy, stopping me from being who I really was. And I think in many ways we hide behind so much of our limited beliefs because they're how we function in the world and they're how we have been raised or, you know, learned to think and be. And maybe we never really adopted the beliefs that we live by, but we've been so conditioned to being that way that we don't know another way. We don't know how it feels to feel differently. And we need to experiment with different ways of thinking and being, because that is the playground of choice. And that is what we get to experience. Not that we have to earn that right to experience what it's like to live from a more authentic place. We get to choose it. But in many ways, we don't give ourselves the space or permission to do that. And in last week's episode, I shared 20 commitments and commandments of all wild women. And these are really just promises that we need to make to ourselves in order to break out of the bad habits that we get into, whether it's people pleasing, codependency, you know, overthinking, overanalyzing, whatever the sort of vicious cycles we get in with ourselves. Maybe it's indecisiveness. Maybe it is, you know, dismissing our needs for the sake of making other people happy. Maybe it's masking or hiding behind who you are because you are afraid of not being accepted. Maybe it's, you know, shortchanging yourself when you know deep down that you deserve more. Whatever it is, we get in these patterns of behavior that sort of become our default, but we always, on the continuum of choice, we always have so many choices, more choices than we realize. And this week's episode is about specifically how getting in the state of burnout can actually lead to an opportunity to ask some really deep and powerful life-changing questions. And the feeling of burnout can be something that may give the opposite feeling. It may make you feel that you don't have choices, that you are stuck in situations that maybe have repeated patterns in your life of where you just are overgiving, you're overexhausted, you're just at a complete loss of how to change the pattern, and you tend to kind of shut down. And this is actually a time that I like to think of as in the cycles of rebirth and growth. This is one of those important moments where you might hit a low, but you're on the level of upswing if you ask yourself the questions that you need to ask yourself when you get stuck in that cycle of burnout. And one truth that is undeniable for all of us is that powerful questions lead to change. That is just understood. Questions lead to challenge. Challenge leads to transformation. When we are not challenged, we become stagnant. We plateau. We repeat the same, you know, cycles over and over. But life is really about cycles. It's about life, death, life cycles. And if you think about that, you know, you can be in a cycle of burnout, or you can be in a cycle of taking that burnout and using it as a vehicle, as an awakening for what needs to change in your life, what needs to evolve. And that's what life, death, life cycles really are, right? We evolve, we prune, we take out what isn't serving us, and we use those lessons to create new habit. And when we're stuck in burnout, we're often stuck in our way of thinking, we're stuck in the limited belief, we're stuck in the circumstance. And that feeling of trappedness, where we don't see a way out, we feel stuck in the most undesirable circumstances, and we forget that we actually do have an ability to choose, and we do have an ability to change. And although in the moment when you're in a feeling of burnout, where you really feel exhausted mentally, physically, and emotionally, although that doesn't ignite a feeling of empowered change, there really is a beautiful moment within that feeling that can turn things in a more advantageous way for you. And that's what I'm going to kind of go through in this episode, is an exercise that you can do with yourself once a week, once a month, you know, as many times as you need to when you're in those cycles of burnout, to flip the narrative and change the way you're thinking about your circumstances and your situation. And this can really kind of blow the wall out on the limited belief that keeps you caged up in whatever circumstances or whatever negative emotion that comes with it. So whether that feeling of burnout is because of a relationship, a job, a career, a pattern that you're in your life that is leading you to that place of burnout, it's so often because we become so tired, we become so sad, and that leads us to feeling, you know, maybe shut down, maybe we feel scattered, maybe we feel numb. And these are all signs of a starving soul. These are the signs that somewhere in this experience, you shut down or shut off being who you are. You shut off with that part of you that knows what you need to feel good, and you've gotten stuck in some other cycle that is leading you further and further away from who you are. And the wild woman spirit is the true soul. It is that true connection and alignment to who we are as women. And there's a part of ourselves also called the animus. And the animus is the part of our psyche, the part of who we are that acts on what our soul desires. So the wild woman and the animus coexist together, and the animus is like the artist hand that carries out. It's the vehicle that leads us to create whatever it is the wild woman soul envisions. And when we are disconnected from the soul, which very much happens during cycles of burnout, it becomes why we end up living a life that we're cut off from who we are. It is like our soul is water and we're lost in the desert. And we have to remember that in order to align and connect and reconnect with who we are, we got to go back to the source. We got to go back to the water. We got to reconnect with that soul self part of us if we're ever going to move forward. So when we are in burnout, the opportunity that is created in this moment in order to create that really powerful change is that moment where we can stop and reevaluate by asking ourselves some very powerful questions. And honestly, some of the most simplest questions are the most powerful questions. So if you start this exercise with, if you write down the answers to these three questions, number one, who or what is getting the majority of your attention? Question two, who or what is getting the majority of your time? And question three, who or what is getting all of your giving? So who is on the receiving end of you, of the time, energy, and space that you have to give? So if you ask yourself and honestly answer those three questions, who or what is getting the majority of your attention? Who or what is getting the majority of your time? Who or what is getting all of your giving? When you truthfully and candidly sit with these answers, you can really start to see the way you are extending yourself in your life and where that energy, time, and attention is going. And this is a powerful question that I was asked when I was going through this process for myself. And the question I was asked was more of a rhetorical question, but a true friend of mine said to me, do you know that you don't have to take the hardest road? And when I was asked that question, as simple as it may have seemed, it really hit hard, because what that meant to me is there was somewhere in my life, in different circumstances, in situations, that I was unnecessarily choosing to struggle, to go down a road that was much harder than it needed to be. And I really sat with that question. And what that led me to realizing was that I've spent most of my life believing I had to take the hard roads, that that was the only way, the challenging way, the uphill battle. And the more that I prove, the more worthy that would make me, the more deserving I would be. And doing all that challenging work in my mind earned me the right to claim my worth. And the irony of that was that the worthiness that I worked so hard for, that I sacrificed so much for, that wasn't even really coming from my true self. That was realization number one. And number two is that I never really had to earn it in the first place. I was made to believe that I had to earn it. And so I worked and worked and worked and struggled and struggled and struggled and spent so much of my life believing that I wasn't worthy, when all I had to do was go out there and claim, go out there and choose, go out there and decide what path I wanted to take, what career I wanted to have, what relationship, whatever the circumstance, whatever the situation. I always just assumed that there was a struggle that had to happen first. So that became burnout by default. I was just consistently stuck in constant cycles brought on by my own belief that I lacked choice, that I lacked the right to choose a path of ease. And I didn't realize that that wasn't something that I had to prove myself worthy of, that a path of ease could be something that I allowed, that I received, that I opened myself up to. And I think as women, we don't do that by default. We assume that there is a proving, there is a struggle, there is a sacrifice. And I will say that as women, we need to take a stand. We need to set a boundary. We need to say no to so much of what we believe we should be doing. And when we challenge and change what we have brought into our lives, maybe unnecessarily, we have this belief that we have to earn, that we don't just receive. We have to work harder, not smarter. We have to be givers and self-sacrificers, women who are not worthy of the ease that comes with the abundance that the world has to offer. And somewhere along the way, many of us adopted this belief. And when we throw out these notions, when we flip the script on this belief, when we rewrite the narrative, when we actually take the courage to try something new and different, we then show ourselves that we do deserve different. We do deserve better. We do have more. We can choose an entirely different path and approach. We wake the hell up, and it feels so empowering to put the plug back in the outlet. When we do that, we actually reconnect back to who we are. And we don't have to choose the most undesirable, the most self-sacrificing path. That is not our default. We have options. We need to see, in order to know that we have those options, we have to see what we have chosen and see that in a light that we can honestly say to ourselves, I see this. I know that I believed that this was all I had, but I accept now that I can choose different. And when we have the courage to say that to ourselves, we can step out of the cage and we can choose different for ourselves. We can choose different for our life. So here is the exercise I would like to invite you to try. And if you don't already journal, this is definitely something you want to grab a piece of paper, do it in a note on your phone or a doc on your computer, but absolutely write it, write down the answers that come up, because there's so much in what comes from your truest self, from your unconscious, that when you reflect on these, there's so much power in and change in these answers. So grab a piece of paper, grab a doc, write this down. You're going to ask yourself this just very one simple question. What are you tired of? Very simply, what are you tired of? And when you write down the answers to these questions, I invite you to take time to let the answers come. Like, this is a question you really want to sit and let marinate. And whatever comes up, don't judge it. Don't question it. Just let it come up. Are you tired of how much time you're giving to certain commitments in your life? Are you tired of your partner? Are you tired of your children? Are you tired of your job? Whatever it is, don't judge it. Just put it down and try to be as specific as you can with your answers. And once you've done that process, take the time to really reflect and challenge each of the answers. So without the challenge, there is no transformation. So if you are feeling tired because you are giving too much to your job, you are giving too much to certain parts of your family life, start to look at what comes up with the idea of, well, do you have to choose that? Does that have to be true? Do you have to give that amount of time, or do you have to do that particular chore or task? Do you have to give so much of your time, attention, energy, and space? Once you start to challenge each answer in the sense of how much you extend yourself in those areas, you start to increase that flexibility muscle of giving yourself alternatives. So we tend to believe that those circumstances are finite, they are fixed. And the truth is they're not. Nothing is ever fixed and finite. So when you look at those situations, when you challenge them, you start to see them not as like a jail sentence. You start to not see them as burdens to bear or prices to pay. You start to see them as things that you do have autonomy and choice over. You can prune, adapt, change, evolve, alter. Nothing is ever completely set in stone. And when you start to challenge those things that are giving you burnout, leading to complete overextension and exhaustion, you have to go at it from the lens that you are human and humans have choices. We don't have just one choice. We have many variations on the spectrum. You know, it's not like the extreme versus one extreme versus the other. There's so many variations in the middle that when we tweak the way that we show up, even the smallest tweak can yield powerful change. So if we find that we're giving of ourselves too much in certain areas, we really have to look. We're not going to get the results that we desire unless we challenge the beliefs that are keeping us stuck in that place. So when you challenge the thought or belief that led you to the burnout, that's when you move the needle. That's when you shift the vibration. That's when you open your mind and consciousness to a more expansive playground. And that challenge, that type of thinking, challenging thinking, that's what leads to change. That's what leads to growth. That's what leads to creation. But it starts with a habit of asking yourself questions. And even the simple questions of what makes me tired, get real and honest with the answers that surface. Don't dismiss them. Don't tell yourself there's nothing you can do about it. Don't say to yourself, well, this is what I have to do. You do have choice. You do have the ability to alter, tweak, adapt, evolve, prune, all of the words. You have the ability to do that. You have the right to do that. If you don't do that, you will continue to be stuck in the cycle. You will continue to repeat the burnout. You will continue to overgive and overextend at the expense of yourself. You will shut off the flow of your source of who you are as a woman, the source of who you truly are in your being. So I invite you to try this exercise because as women, the way we evolve and grow, the way we become the best versions of ourselves is by constantly coming home to ourselves, constantly going back to the source of who we are. Coming back to ourselves means we're listening to our intuition. We're not putting the blinders on our eyes and not seeing the options that we have available to us. Because just the practice of opening the doors of choice leads to a vibrational shift in your being. That's when you become more creative, more in flow, more open to possibility, more open to abundance, more open to ease. So just the exercise of going through and challenging the list of what comes up when you ask yourself the question, what is making me tired? What is making me overextended? What is making me in this cycle of burnout? That is a process of digging into your consciousness and unconsciousness and just really letting what comes out be a teacher to you. So I definitely invite you to try this exercise, and it really does lead. It's something I've been doing for years, and it never fails to yield some sort of awakening in me. It stirs up feelings and urges and things that I have wanted to do that I've let life kind of nudge me to put on the back burner, and it brings those desires back to the forefront. So definitely an exercise that's so valuable if you make it a habit. Definitely helps expand the way you feel and open up the doors to happiness and the doors to what really lights you up. So I hope you enjoyed this episode today, and I really want to invite you to join me over on Instagram. Instagram is where I love to hang out the most. My Instagram is wildwoman_reborn. Also over on Facebook as well. Also over on my Instagram link in bio is a great freebie, journal freebie, that's called 3 Steps to Reclaim Your Power. Another great exercise in kind of helping you get more aligned, get more in tune with where your desires are, where you might be getting stuck, and how to help shift that stuckness and get out of limited belief patterns that you might be in. So definitely check out that freebie. And if you enjoyed this episode, definitely send me a DM. Let me know what you thought. And I hope everyone has a great week and will join me next week on another great episode of the podcast. All right, have a great week, everyone.